What's up, Wildlings, and welcome to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, as always, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio. And speaking of rad, this week's episode may actually be the raddest. It's certainly the wildest, the craziest, maybe, the most hilarious, but it's also the most not suitable for work. Okay, guys, NSFW. A lot of adult-themed language, a lot of coarse, sexually charged language on this show. So if you're at work, put in your headphones. Don't get fired over this, guys. You're not going to want to blare that speaker up to 11 if you're at work. Put in your headphones. Adults only. So if you're a kid, don't listen to this podcast or any podcast for that matter, because you're a kid. You should be outside playing with your friends. If you're offended by language and stuff like that, this isn't going to be the one for you. Check out my episode next week when I interview a satanic black metal band. but for the rest of us, get ready to hear some of the funniest stories you've ever heard on this or any show for that matter. I've got New York City hip hop group Chico and Lollipop with DJ Karen joining me in the Smithsonian today. I caught him on tour with my good friend K-Day. You remember K-Day from all the way back on episode 5. If you haven't checked out her show, check that out. If you loved that episode, you're going to love this one. When I saw him live, I made it through about one song before I realized, like, I love this group. I have to have them on the show. And that's exactly what happened. You know, we partied together that night and then sat down the next day to do this episode. And if you're a fan of, like, say, Mickey Avalon, Dirt Nasty, Riff Raff, Die Antwoord, that sort of thing, you're going to absolutely fall in love with them like I did. And I'll tell you what, Chico and Lollipop will be debuting their new single Hungover on this episode, but also today the music video for it just dropped on YouTube. So if you want to get all the insight you need for this podcast, stop what you're doing right now, hit pause, and look up Hungover by Chico and Lollipop on YouTube. You're going to make sure you're going to want to do that to make sure that you have all the deets on the group before you listen to this podcast. So check that out now. And while you're checking stuff out, if you do have a podcast of your own or a band or business, you're going to want to check out audiophileinc.com to get your brand merchandise printed. Shane at Audiophile Inc. always does a tremendous job every single time. He printed the Sean vs. Wild merch. You get a lot of compliments on those. He printed all my previous band's merch, as well as most of the band's merch in the tri-state area. He's doing it for everybody. He's going to give you the prints that you want on the brands that you love, all the while giving you the best deal in town, no matter what town you live in, because Audiophile Inc. will ship to all 50 nifty United States from 13 original colonies. So go to audiophileinc.com, place your order with Shane, tell him the Wild Man sent you, and look good, man. You want to look fantastic? Who doesn't want to look fantastic? When you look good, you feel good. A good friend of mine named Blake Stellhut once told me that. And yeah, guys, well, I'll tell you what, that's going to be about it for me today. Thanks to Chico and Lollipop for doing the show. Thanks to Shane at Audiophile Inc. for sponsoring this episode. Thanks to Joe Brock, as always. He's been booping these dials, making me sound like $100 week in and week out. And I also have to thank you guys, the listeners, for giving the show a chance. You know, if you haven't yet, please like, share, and subscribe on iTunes or across any of your preferred social media. It's pretty much everywhere. Tell a friend if you like it. Tell an enemy if you hate it. Post about it on Reddit. However you like to get the word out there. Anything you can do, I'll be forever in your debt. I would really, really appreciate it. But yeah, you guys know the drill. Anyway, that's enough for me today. Sit back, put your headphones in, rewind your VHS copy of Booty Call, and let's get wild.
DJ Karen suggested we talk about, like, who's masturbated, how many times on this tour, yeah. And nobody knows.
We got to keep tally, I feel like. We should have, like, a scoreboard.
Like Seinfeld, like the contest?
I don't watch Seinfeld, sorry.
Sorry, she's from Denmark.
She's from Denmark.
But anyway.
Is that where the accent comes from?
Yes.
Yeah.
It comes from a mix between Denmark and, I guess,
Washington Heights?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Well, so I only masturbated once on this tour so far. So it's been very difficult, very challenging.
Wow,
but
okay.
but it was in the bed that K-Day grew up in.
Oh, my God. Does she know this?
No, she has no idea.
She's going
to
be really surprised.
I didn't mean to do it. It's just that there were tissues right next to the bed.
Oh, wow. Why do you think there were tissues next to the bed?
Crying. Because her mom is a good host.
There were also pictures of K-Day as
everywhere,
a child. So
everywhere,
that's,
yeah.
That's how to do
it. I don't... All right, next subject.
Next subject. Nasty. All right, guys. Welcome to a very not suitable for work NSFW episode of the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, as always. Thanks, buddy. No one's ever clapped for me before. This is a new one. But I'm your host, as always, Sean Thriller Smith. Joining me today in the Smithsonian, from all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Here, I've got Chico, Lollipop, and DJ Karen of the group Chico and Lollipop.
Whoop.
Guys. Welcome to Indiana.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
How have you enjoyed your stay so far?
Oh, your man. One day. I love Hoosiers.
Yeah, I figured you would. You had that written all over your face whenever I saw you. I was like, this guy's a Hoosier fan.
Oh my God, I love sucking on Hoosiers.
I just love that movie, the Hoosiers movie with the guy that not like I just blew my own show.
Like
right
Rodney
here.
Dangerfield or some shit, right?
Yeah, no, it's with Gene Hackman.
It's I don't know. Every time you watch it, it's like, are they going to win the big game? I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. So seeing you guys yesterday, I've never seen a solid gold limousine before.
Well, that's because you never met us before.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. You guys were stylish. You guys were really rolling in,
pretty lavish.
So, and your last show was Japan, you said?
Yeah, Tokyo.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was in Tokyo, and I always wanted to perform in Tokyo.
Right.
So I just started rapping in the subway.
Wow. It's
well, hey, you have an audience of, you know, millions of people.
Yeah.
In that one subway cart.
But no, guys, I'm here with Chico and Lollipop, and they are they're out on tour. And
yes, we are.
I caught them last night. Guys, everybody knows podcasts aren't live, okay? But when we're recording it, I caught them last night. They were in Louisville. And the show blew my mind. I was like, you guys have to come back to the house, drink a few cold beers with your boy Sean, and do a podcast.
Much obliged.
And I want to apologize because I actually did not take you up on the invitation because I found a country boy that I went home with instead. So I apologize. I just joined you guys this morning. But thank you for your hospitality. I just had to get that out.
Hey, you're welcome.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I do what I can. You know, some people call me a hero, but you know how it is. Taurus is with an Aries moon.
Right, exactly. We're the same. That's what we have in common. We're Tauruses with an Aries moon.
Yeah, sorry guys, you didn't know that this podcast was just going to go straight
into astrology.
Into astrology. Yeah. For the next hour.
I just did Sean's reading.
I used to drive a Ford Taurus.
Okay.
That's the car I actually learned how to drive on.
Oh yeah?
Ford Taurus.
And you're a Taurus?
And I'm a Taurus.
Wow. It's a little bit narcissistic, isn't it?
Connects. It all connects.
It's all part
guys.
Of my sign, bro. Lollipop will fill you in.
Yeah, you know? I'll fill you in on the road.
So, guys, you're on the road. And then last night I caught the show. Mm-hmm. Never seen anything like that before. I was super
Thank
into
you.
It.
Thank you.
Give people out there, because I feel like this is going to be a relatively new audience for you guys. Tell me, tell some people in a nice summary here what to expect out of Chico and Lollipop.
I think you should take it, Lollipop.
Oh, thank you. What to expect? I mean, we basically just party. We basically just like live our best lives on stage with DJ Karen.
I agree. Yeah. As soon as I didn't know what to expect, and then when the music started, I was like, these people are living their best lives.
Right.
A life much nicer than mine. Or much more fulfilling than mine. I would say everyone out there, I don't want to pigeonhole you guys, but if you are fans of Riff Raff, Dirt Nasty, Mickey Avalon, you're going to really enjoy.
Was there a moment that stuck out for you where you were like, oh my God?
Yeah, the first song.
Which was? What happened?
The first song, I believe, was Hungover, which you have prepared.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have prepared a piece for the show today. Yeah. Yeah, Hungover was the first track. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There you go,
absolutely
dude.
Right.
And from the moment I heard the lyrics, I was like, this is right up my alley.
Right.
This is my jam.
Well, for the listeners out there, maybe we want to do the chorus.
Right. It goes a little something like this. I'm hungover.
I'm just hung.
I'm a dumb bitch.
I'll make a dumb bitch come.
Exactly. And that is genius, guys. Marketing
you.
Genius.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's just real. It just comes from the heart.
Mm-hmm. What? Okay, so how did the band form? How did this... I keep calling it a band. Would you call it a band? Group?
No, we're a band.
Yeah. You guys are pretty fucking punk rock, for real.
Right. It's 2017. Band means everything.
Yeah. Well, we began on another tour, we were we were affiliated with a band called Love Crime in New York, and me and Chico, wait.
What? Are you okay?
This is not live, right?
Oh, I can. I'll probably just leave it in. That's cool.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. All right. So, I mean, okay. To tell you the truth, I didn't want to say this, but okay. Chico and I were both. We both used to come to the same kind of underground lap dance club in Brooklyn.
Now, are you saying Latin dance club or lap dance?
No, lap dance.
Okay.
Lap dance. One of those ones where you need to get like the text because it moves. You got to be on the list and know where to go.
Oh, gotcha.
It's not like...
Like a speakeasy.
It's underground, yeah.
Gotcha. We don't have those here in Indiana.
Are you sure?
Maybe I'm just not cool enough to have gotten the text.
Are you sure?
No, they don't. That's why we're here to do our show.
So we met there, and it's actually it's a funny place because it's mainly for Hasidic Jews that go to this lap dance club. And I don't know why Chico was there.
I just roll because those Hasids know how to keep it secret.
Okay. So it's for religious reasons or something. And I was working it, and we just started talking about music. And that's how we started. I think our first song was Swallow.
Yeah.
It's a song called Swallow. And that's kind of like how it all started.
Swallow's about Roadhead.
I think you gave me a ride home or something and we started.
Not that kind of ride.
We started talking about it. Yeah. And then we basically just wrote the chorus right then and there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DJ Karen, how did you get involved?
So I actually met this dude, Chico, like 10 years ago. And he doesn't even fucking remember the first time we met.
That's true. I don't remember.
He thinks we met the night that he had some like threesome or something. And
were you involved in that or no?
Dude, I wish, man. I tried to get into
He was the last person there. I was like, all right.
Trying
I was
to make having a fatal four-way here.
I was having a party at my place and everybody's like straggling. I was like, all right, Karen, you gotta go. He's like, oh, okay, have a good night. And the next day I was like, yo, guess what happened last night? I was like, fuck.
And I actually had no idea. I was like, what the fuck? There was a girl still there? I thought I was the last person there. I was like trying to hang out, just be like,
yeah,
oh.
So whenever we talk about when we met, I always bring up that night. He's like, dude, I met you like 6 years before that. He's like, what? Really?
Yeah, I'm like, man, like we were friends. We hung out. We got ice cream together.
Was this party better than that party you told me about last night? I'm not trying to
Which party was that? I don't even remember.
So the keg party that you threw?
Oh, God. That was a terrible party. Yeah, I was telling him in college, me and my roommate, we bought a keg. We lived like two blocks off campus. We like decorated the whole place. We put up a DJ booth. I put a bowl on the table and I wrote, put your keys in here, because I was trying to do like a swingers party. and all our friends were supposed to come. And then we just sat there, the two of us with a keg alone.
And no keys in the bowl.
Just my keys and his keys, but we were already living there. So.
Been doing that. So.
Oh, it was so embarrassing.
Yeah, maybe that whole swingers thing was just, it turned him off. I
was just practicing for later.
Yeah, I think this is like, what, 2004?
2005? No, I'm not that old. This was like 2006.
Did you advertise that it was a key party?
No, I didn't. I wanted it to be a surprise.
Okay. Surprise, guys.
Surprise key party.
You're going home with someone that you didn't come with.
Yeah, and then you're going to come with them.
I see what you've
That's
done.
That's beautiful. Hey. Wow, we should write that down. Come on.
Okay.
Write it down.
Right, this is the next song. this is the next hit record right here. Key Party.
Yeah. So our shows are pretty crazy because all our songs are just about fucking.
Yeah.
But what's not different about us is that all songs are about fucking.
Right.
They just don't say it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They pretend that they're not.
Right.
And
we want to keep it a buck with everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too deep with you guys, but I find that like really being honest is very difficult in this day and age.
Yeah.
You know, as a podcaster, I'm like, I want to be able to talk about whatever I'd like to talk about, but I'm also like, you know what? I don't want all the backlash that I know that would come with, you know, maybe saying, hey, I really didn't like this movie or I didn't like this album or something.
Right.
And
it seems like you're not even being honest now, because I feel like what you're trying to say is, hey, I really like Nazis.
Hey, you already have the haircut, bro. No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, sometimes I just feel in this day and age in social media and stuff, it's like you can't hardly be opinionated without a lot of differing opinions coming back to you.
And they're anonymous, so they don't hold back.
Exactly.
They just attack you.
Yeah.
But don't you think that because of that, like, we really want the real shit now?
Yeah.
You know, we really, like, when someone's keeping it, like, real, real, you're like, yes, like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, she was saying that yesterday. Yeah, you got to keep it 100%. Like, you know.
That's why we fuck with K-Day, too.
Yeah,
K-Day's totally. K-Day's always a part of our shows.
She doesn't even know how to be fake at all.
Nah, she doesn't.
Even if she had to try.
So that's the tribe right there.
Yeah. You guys fit together perfectly. Like, thank it all you. Just makes sense.
That's,
you
know, family right there.
So we have a song where, like, we'll say, you know, raw dick me, make my inside sticky, right?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So that to me isn't gross at all. What's gross is when Jason Mraz says, I want to kiss you down to your butterfly. And I'm like,
did Jason Mraz actually say that?
Yeah, he has a song where he says, I'll kiss you down to your, I'm like, ugh, that's so gross.
Maybe
yeah,
it's like a butterfly bullshit. Tramp stamp and he's just going to.
Maybe. I just think he dates a lot of beefy women.
It could be.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man, everybody's got a type.
Everybody does have a type. But, like, to me, it's so much better to just say, I want to tongue fuck you while you're doggy style with your asshole getting shit on my nose. That's okay. But if you're going to be like, oh, I want to kiss you down to your hairy donut. Like, ew, that's disgusting. Just say it. Just fucking say it.
That's probably the most haggard thing that's ever been said on this podcast. But
kiss my hairy donut.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe that's the next shirt that you guys should print. You know?
That's a good idea.
I've got a guy that does shirts, man. Just hit me
nice,
up.
Nice, nice, nice.
Make it happen for you.
Each shirt for an extra $5, I will wipe on my ass.
Yeah, perfect. Not only can you get a shirt, but I will also have disrespected it by the time that you receive it.
No, we're all about respect. Like, we say dumb bitch, but I'm a staunch feminist. So is DJ Karen.
Oh, yeah.
So is Lollipop.
They're bigger feminists than any women that I know.
So you guys got started, met by chance at a party, 6 years maybe.
Destiny.
Yeah. And all of the signs, all of the planets aligned. Yep. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
And you guys formed. So
we formed.
I'm a Virgo with a Taurus moon and an 8-inch Venus. That's all I know.
He always makes fun of me because I do the astrology thing, but it fits, yo. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah, she did a reading for me.
That's right.
It was very surreal. So
I would say you're fortunate to have had the reading.
Mm. Yeah, it was great.
I gotta say, you know, we're big fans of yours because you were in K-Day's video, High and Dry.
Yes. Yeah. Also played some drums on that album.
Amazing.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I really like the drums on that album.
Oh, thank you. You're just saying that because you're a Taurus with an Aries.
Exactly.
An Aries moon.
No, I do enjoy.
Very conciliatory.
The drums.
Yeah. Well, hey, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And K-Day did give me kind of a nice little starring role in that.
Yeah.
She let me show off my comedic skills. And then.
Yeah, you're a funny dude.
My really trademark was always licking my drumstick.
Ah.
And she put that in specifically into the video.
But I love when people lick my drumstick.
Nice.
Yeah, perfect. If you ever see the Sean versus Wild, well, when you see it, I'm sure you've probably already subscribed already to the show.
Absolutely. But, and all you motherfuckers should subscribe to it too.
But yeah, you'll see. Well, they already have. They're listening.
Well, some of them is like, this is their first time.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody subscribe. Like, share, subscribe. You got to get that in. Thank you it's nice to have you do it, and I didn't have to do it this week. So.
I mean, I just am very sensitive to it because I remember my first time.
That's true.
I know, I was there.
He's on a roll.
I was there, bro. There's that key party. 2006.
The key to my heart, your heart, and her heart.
Mm.
So, dude, yeah, key party at the Homeboy Hotel. That's got to be the next single.
I love that.
So, but yeah, anyway, what I was going to say is basically if you see the cover photo for the podcast, I'm licking my drumstick on that one as well. Oh. It's kind of my thing.
All brand right. Consistency.
Yeah, I got to stay consistent.
That's good. That's you what's know? Up. That's
so
what's up.
Speaking of that's what's up, you guys played Louisville last night. Mm-hmm. What'd you guys think of the show? What'd you guys think of Louisville? I mean, I know you said you love Hoosiers, but what did you think about the show last night? I thought it was great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Did.
The
I,
lineup
I
was
it.
Really good. I really liked the whole creep diet into Bird Zoo into us.
I'd never heard creep diet before, but
They were awesome.
Solid.
Shout out to them. Super they did a great solid. Job.
They did a Gigi Allen cover. That was unexpected.
Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
I was glad they didn't shit on the stage.
I was upset they didn't.
This is a Gigi Allen cover, guys. We're going to go real authentic with this and actually take
that's
a shit.
What people
on the
want
stage.
Is authenticity.
No, that's not what I want. But no. Like Gigi Allen, if I were ever in a venue and somebody shat on the stage, I'd be like, you know what? This is where I draw the line here, guys. The smell is going
to
make.
Don't come to New York then.
Dude, is that a thing?
Well, if the stage is the fucking A train at 2 a.m,
I had been to New York a few times, actually. We played New York a few times, and I was saying, living in New York, I don't see how you guys do it. It was difficult for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of hustling.
Yeah,
I literally work at Hustler on the side.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's
true. Mean, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I mean, I know we out here killing it, but you know what I'm saying. It's real. Rent is real. It's not like Louisville. How do you say Louisville in Louisville?
I just say Louisville.
Louisville.
But
Louisville.
Also, you'll catch me say Louisville a lot, too.
I like Louisville.
I like Louisville.
Perfect.
Louisville. I learned how to say Searle.
What?
Searle.
What's Searle?
Cereal.
I've never heard Searle before.
Searle.
But who knows?
Because my hookup last night asked if I want some Searle.
That was considerate of him.
It's so nice. Yeah,
were you with Lil Wayne last night?
He was so great.
But yeah, so being in New York, everybody on top of each other, such small living quarters.
And we live close together.
It's not that bad. But yeah, I have a friend from Wisconsin who came to visit, and she was like having a panic attack. Mm. She was like, there's so many people. She said she grew up like 20 minutes from a supermarket when she was a kid.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
You know?
That was me. I told you I grew up on like 100 acres of farmland.
Yeah.
And like 30 minutes away from everything.
Can't even imagine.
So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, but New York, it's cool. It's adventurous. It's fun. And speaking of that, you have a residency.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In Arlene's Grocery there.
We perform at Tragic Tuesday. We open for Bree Love and Chu Fu.
Shout out to them. Amazing. They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
Amazing. And we actually do it with K-Day. So we play every first Tuesday of the month. It's such a good time. It's like literally one of the best Tuesdays I've ever.
It's one of the best Tuesdays I've ever had. Yeah.
Well, there's like Fat Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then there's Tragic Tuesday.
And then like every so What's often your birthday's on Mardi Tuesday. You know?
What's Fat Tuesday?
Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay.
Every day's Fat Tuesday when you're Sean Thriller Smith here, bro.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
I live every Tuesday like it's Fat Tuesday.
Dude, we did a show for right before Father's Day. We called it the Who's Your Daddy pre-Father's Day party. Mm-hmm. And classic. At the end, I handed out little vials of cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all everybody the was very grateful audience. For that.
Yeah, this one girl.
That'll probably definitely come in handy.
She leaned forward. I went to hand it to her, and she leaned forward. She opened her mouth. She wanted me to put it in her mouth. And I was like, haha. And
it's
I went to hand it to her.
It's for making babies, bitch. That's not how you make babies. Get your turkey baster.
She made me put it in her fucking mouth. Dude, the crowd there is wild. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
That reminds me.
Go ahead.
That reminds me of, we went to Nashville before we hit Louisville. And we were just like gonna hang out a little bit, and we went to a gay karaoke bar,
Canvas.
Yeah,
Canvas. And that actually reminded me of like that's like a Tragic Tuesday type vibe too.
Definitely.
What was it like there?
Tell me all about it. Because honestly, I heard you guys talk about it, but we never had a direct conversation about this. About what's going on here.
The guys didn't pay for any drinks at all.
Yeah, like they were like, the girls were like, yo, we paid so much money for drinks. And we're like, oh, really? Like DJ Karen, what did you tell them?
Yeah. So at the end of the night, I'm like, yo, guys, I don't think I spent any money there the entire night. And like K-Day and Lollipop are like, what the fuck? Like they're looking at their bill. They're like, what the fuck? We spent $100 last night.
That's when me and Karen were like, oh, I think we were hanging out the wrong fucking bars.
Yeah, right.
We got to go to the gay bars.
No, man. We got to start going to the gay bars.
Yeah,
they definitely
have I was getting my titties touched.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice, yeah.
This guy goes up to Karen and he's like, oh my God, can I grab you? And he's like, I'm not K, but yeah, sure, you can grab me.
But
then he goes, so nice.
That's even better.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
It is.
Then I won't get attached. He's like, you won't get attached to me. I said, well, I don't know, buddy.
Awesome.
With that hat you're wearing, I don't know, buddy.
I was thinking that if most people that are like homophobic just went to drink at a gay bar just one time, just as often as all our Republican senators like to go, like at the airport bathrooms,
with
they would realize that it's just fun.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
And it's just people are having a good time and they're just chill like anybody else. I just wish
doing a lot of show tunes and Beyonce covers, which is great.
I just wish everybody would go to a gay bar and just be like, oh, wait, like, it's just like a bar?
It's just like a regular bar, but like people are actually dancing and like
actually having fun. Sean. Yeah, not afraid.
I thought it was all about that decadent lifestyle.
Yeah. It's not about just giving people dirty looks and sitting in silence.
Well, you have to be a little sassy.
Yeah. But you can also have a great time.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Time.
Most of the time when I go to the bar, it's like standing around. Like you get a beer.
I wish that girl would talk to me.
Look at people. Yeah.
Yeah. That see girl's pretty. Why are you talking to me?
See a hot girl. Never talk to her.
Yeah. Leave. Yeah.
That's basically a typical night at the bar for me. But we used to go in Asheville, North Carolina to
there's a gay bar
called Scandals.
Oh.
And the logo was exactly as, the same logo as Sandals, like those trip packages to go to Jamaica or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The Scandals.
That's awesome.
And, dude, it was literally, it's the coolest place ever. You go to, they have like, it's three stories. Mm. Downstairs had like a whole like drag show theater.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And then like, just like all the walls were just like LED screen playing music. And they would, you know, like the songs and stuff you would hear would actually have like a video mashup. That went along with it from like they would like mash up, you know, like a Madonna song, for example, and that video would be playing and then it would like mash up with, say, you know, Cher, and then it would like cut back and forth between the Madonna and Cher thing. It was great. I don't know how they did it. They put a lot of effort in this.
Really into that mashup video, Sean.
I love that shit.
Whatever, man. Sorry. That's what I was focused on. You know?
Yeah.
I was getting a drink. I was like, I guess I'll watch this Madonna. Why wouldn't I?
Yeah. No, actually, I cut some visuals like that for our Von Off party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Karen hosts a party in New York, like a DJ. Like,
we're called 5th of November. Me and my boy Cruz, shout out to him. We're trying to organize a party every 6 to 8 weeks, so keep an eye out for us. 5th of November in New York City.
Mm. Where did you get the name 5th of November?
So we're both born in November. We're both, actually, he's a Scorpio and I'm a Sag.
Gotcha.
So we decided to just pair up on it, kind of like average our two birthdays together.
Yeah.
And
remember the 5th of November.
Exactly. Exactamente.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Also, I'll have you know that here's a little pop culture trivia for you. But in Back to the Future, Doc Brown says, here's a red letter date in the history of science, November 5th, 1955. That's the date that Doc Brown invented time travel.
Whoa!
So, didn't even know that, Karen. Shit.
Mindfuck! You got to mindfuck him.
That's the day when he got the, you know, hit his head and had a vision of the flux capacitor.
Anyway. Eureka!
So there you go.
That's actually one of my favorite movies of all time. Like back to, I think it's just like an example of a perfectly crafted movie.
Yeah.
Just had a conversation
to Robert Zemeckis
on this show. Yeah. Or, no, actually, not on this show. I went on someone else's podcast, and we literally just had a conversation. I was like, "Back to the Future is the perfect trilogy."
Yeah, it really is, man.
Yeah. I mean, you guys want to talk about Star Wars? It's not my thing.
I mean,
Back
Star
to Future.
Whoa,
perfect.
What?
All right, Chico,
Star Wars.
Calm down, Chico.
It's okay.
Calm down, Chico.
It's okay. Some of the movies were pretty good.
To take my headphones off and get the fuck out of here,
calm down.
I'm gonna get back in my fucking
Star
van.
Wars is okay.
I'm out of here, man.
What were you just saying about you can't be real because you get the hate? I'm giving you the hate.
Yeah. See, exactly.
Do you like Star Trek?
No, it's all right.
Yeah, I feel that way about Star Trek.
I'm. It's fine.
Star Wars. Come on.
Star Wars to me is fine. It's not worth the hype that everybody's flipping out about. I'm not going to go to Star Wars World at like
Harry Potter World. Me and Karen already planned our trip.
I'm definitely fucking
because
gone.
Really, if you think about it, they only put out three good movies and they have seven of them.
No, seven was good.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the three.
Oh, which one of the original three wasn't good?
Return of the Jedi, bro. Return of the Jedi is dog get shit.
That's fair. I mean, it's a good movie.
It's not
but
dog shit. It's just not good.
I'll accept that it's not as great as the other ones.
Yeah. The other two, iconic, bro.
The best movie? The Notebook.
Dude, so good.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'll cry right now.
I mean, my personal favorite movie is, and this is actually a true story. When I was a young kid growing up in Harlem, I watched Booty Call over and over. I got that tape.
Oh, God.
My parents didn't know I had it. I would just watch Booty Call at night, and I couldn't wait to grow up and, like, be a player.
Yeah, dude.
Like,
oh, and now you're all grown up and you're a player.
I know, right?
Yes, Karen.
You're a man of your word.
I'm a man of my
word. You set goals. You achieved them, dude.
Wow.
You knocked them.
Yeah.
Every single one of them out of the fucking park. Slam dunk.
But, all right, so here, I got a little story for you. So, I'd be watching Booty Call.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and also New York City. Who knows Robin Bird Show in New York City? You ever seen a Robin Bird Show?
No.
All right, so New York City, late night, public access. You didn't need cable or anything for this. Public access. That this woman named Robin Bird, she had this porn show. And she would have, like, strippers come on and, like, do their strip routines. And they would be, like, local strippers. They would go on the show. They'd be like, yeah, my name is, like, Alexis Flames. And I'm dancing at the Copacabana, you know, tomorrow night. And they would, like, come do the routine and, like, full ass, full pussy, full titties. Even men, dicks. Like, dicks out.
On public access on television.
On public access television.
And you that don't want to live amazing. In New York.
In New York City.
Damn. I'm moving right now. Yeah, just for the public access.
Yeah, get in the van. Let's go. We're going tomorrow.
And, like, have to all pay the cable. Ads. All the ads were for, like, escort services. It was, like, Asian massage escorts. Nice. And I was like, man, I can't wait until I have $4 so I can call these people.
$3.99.
It's like $3.99 a minute. I'm like, man, I can't wait until I can talk to these bitches for 1 minute.
That's all I need, bro. 1 minute.
But wait, so, but I remember you told us, remember?
Exactly, yep.
So
yep.
How does that go with, like, you didn't even touch your own dick?
So I'm here watching my late night public access porn, right?
Uh-oh.
But you're right. I'm not touching myself at all. Mm. I'm getting really. I remember actually the first time I got a boner. I was like, whoa. I was like, what is going on here? I was like, my dick can move. And so I'm watching all this porn. And I'm watching, like, booty call and stuff. And but I was never actually jerking off because. So I grew up in Harlem, and it wasn't really that much of a religious environment. Like, I mean, I went to church and stuff growing up, but you know, it was a very heavy, like, homophobic environment. And so, like, all the kids, like, I never touched myself because all the kids thought that if you were jerking off, even if you were touching your own dick, that was gay, and you did not want to be gay, obviously. So, like, they're like, yeah, no, like, you can't even, like, even touching your own dick. Like, only women are allowed to touch your dick.
Or any dick, apparently.
Or any dick. Yeah, any dick.
Unless you're a doctor.
So, I was like, all right. I mean,
yeah, what about doctors? No doctors in Harlem. Right.
So, I'm like, well, I'm not gay, so I guess I'm never going to touch my dick.
So then what happened when you went to a different school?
So, all right. So never jerked off. So then I went to high school on the Upper West Side, and a totally different crowd. And so I'm like, you know, I'm like 13 years old.
Maybe a little bit more informed crowd.
Yeah, maybe a little bit more informed crowd. So I'm like 13 years old, you know, I'm rolling up in this high school. I'm like trying to, like, make friends and be all cool and stuff. And so, like, a bunch of boys are talking and they're like, oh yeah, man, like, I was last night I was watching this, like,
I was watching Booty Call.
Yeah, I was watching, like, yeah, right. Yeah. I was like, oh, you got Booty Call here too? What? And they're like, yeah, man, like, last night, you know, I was, like, jerking it and I just came on the floor like up. And I was like, wait a minute. I was like, what? I was like, oh yeah, no, jerking off. I don't do that shit, man. That shit's mad gay. Like, I don't do that. I was like thinking I was the coolest kid there. You know, I was like, yeah, that shit's mad gay. And I thought everyone was gonna be like, yo, yeah. And instead, they're like, they look at me. They give everyone's like, it's if there was ever a pause moment, everyone was like, pause. Oh, and they're like, God. What? And I'm like. Yeah, yeah, you know, like, I don't touch dick, like, that's gay. And they're like, wait a minute.
I feel so sorry for you.
They're like, not even your own dick? And I'm like, nah, man, like, only girls be touching my dick. I'm like 13 years old, I'm like a little kid. I'm like, nah, man, only girls be touching my dick. You know.
I gay.
And they're like, yeah. And they're like, whoa. They're like, trust us. They're like, hang on 1 second.
What did you do that day when you went home?
Trust us. You gotta try this.
Is that the day?
So I'm like, all right. So yeah. So
right
so
away.
So I downloaded some Jenna Jameson.
Oh,
nice.
And
classic.
And I went home and I jerked it for the first time.
Wow.
And
was it like on the floor, like pow?
Actually, funny story. So I just can't. So, like, I didn't really know what to expect.
Right.
Even though I was watching Jenna Jameson, so I guess I should have known. But so yeah, I just, like, came all over my floor, like the carpet, like, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Your mom's like, what's that?
Yeah, no. And to this day, the stain is still there. It's like literally right in the middle of the floor. I, like, tried to wipe it up and shit, and I was like,
oh my god, we have to put, like, a plexiglass box over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know,
like a velvet rope. Here lies Karen's first jizz.
First jizz, man.
Yeah,
oh my god,
first jizz.
That was
that's
a great
another
story.
Song title. First jizz.
First jizz, yeah.
Like Rambo it. First jizz.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was the greatest story ever. And you know what, guys? I haven't even played your music yet. We're gonna do that right now. Okay. Without further ado. Gives me a chance to recollect my thoughts here after that one.
Okay.
So yeah, guys, this is Hungover, you said.
Oh, one thing to mention, this is featuring our boy Kid Novice.
From the Bronx, New York City.
Yeah, dude, Kid Novice. Great and guy. Also, what else is going on about Hungover? You told me something.
Oh yeah, we're gonna coordinate the release of the Hungover music video with the release of this podcast.
So there you go, guys.
Boom.
Whenever you hear it, you're like, this is a tasty fucking jam.
Yeah, go check out the video.
Go check out the video too.
It just came out today, and not podcast recorded in the past today. I mean, whatever today is today. I'm fucking time traveling right now. This is forward
November
to the future.
5th, November 5th, exactly.
Yeah.
The flux capacity.
All right, check out this jam.
All right, guys, this is Chico and Lollipop with Hungover.
I'm hungover.
I'm just hung.
I'm a dumb bitch.
I'm making dumb bitch come, come. I'm making dumb bitch come, come. I'm making dumb bitch come, come.
In your bed, think I fell in but my head. That's just what the liquor did. Watch your name, watch me spread. Let's keep fucking, don't stop. Bring from the band to the stove top. Add some milk like it's Eddie Crocker. Bring your homies potluck. Yo, I'm so hungover. I don't think I even know ya. Got lots of things to show ya. Pull your dick out, I'ma blow ya.
My dumb bitches, they hung over, my dick hung. Shit. If you wanna take a sip, bitch, come and get it. She rolling over that molly. She taking shots, I'm cocky. I'm sticking dick in these hoes raw, but we don't fuck with no young bitches. I'm coming up in these cougars, slinging and rake with this ruler. Get it. These bills be telling me, tell me when I'm busting off like a Ruger. Fuck a jewel out of school teacher, make a stutter like special ass. She deep throat until tears flowing. This sentimental, that special head. Hit the hotel, short stay. Do the math, that's for a play. She molly twerk on my wrecking balls. I turn the walls to a doorway. I jackhammer that pussy. She custom fit in my hard hat. Yeah. Oh, goddamn it, it's cushion. Then I'm tearing he fucking her bra strap. I'm licking bent and she bent over. No, I lick her bent and she bent over. Throw it back, bitch, let me catch it. Dog style and my name Rover. She OD'ing on Coca-Cola. Codeining with my soda. Hey, morning when I get sober. I don't remember like the hangover.
I'm hungover. I'm a dumb bitch.
I'm making dumb bitch come, come. I'm making dumb bitch come, come.
I'm a dumb bitch.
I'm making dumb bitch come.
I'm hungover.
I'm just hung.
I'm a dumb bitch.
I'm making dumb bitch come, come.
I'm hungover.
I'm making dumb bitch come.
All right, everybody. That was Chico and Lollipop with Hungover. That's a killer right there. That's a banger.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And shout out to Novice, Kid Novice from the Bronx. He gave a killer verse on that.
And also, you guys let me secretly watch the video. And since the video's out, by the time you're listening to this, listener at home, I got to talk to you about the video. Because I'm an avid fan of VHS tapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw your VHS collection. This guy, Sean, he has like, the stacks were like 5 by 10 by like 6.
Yeah, and also that's only half the collection.
Oh, shit.
Because actually right behind you, you'll never be able to see it amongst all that junk, but underneath there is a full, huge Tupperware storage container that is filled with only VHS tapes.
Do you have my bar mitzvah video?
Not yet. I've been waiting on it. So tell me the backstory of you're telling me a little behind the scenes details as far as the filming went.
Yeah, we wanted to give it like a retro feel, so I went on eBay and I got a Panasonic VHS camcorder for like $60.
Yeah,
and we filmed it half with that and half with a DSLR.
You love eBay, don't you?
eBay.
Oh, it seems like every store we've had over the last 24 right. hours, like I've gotten this from eBay or I've sold or this Amazon. On eBay
or I'm about to buy this shit on eBay.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah, I do love eBay.
Yeah, me too.
eBay and Amazon, man.
I know we're basically the same person, just in two totally different bodies.
Until tonight when we both pee in the fountain at midnight.
Exactly. And two become one.
That's awesome.
Wow. Be like Freaky Friday.
That's what it's called, pee in the fountain.
I'll have those glasses. You'll have these.
Yeah. Other than that.
I'll have this awesome house. You'll live
we're wearing the same shirt.
Yeah. So.
Sorry there. Thank you for rocking a Sean.
How big is your Venus rising over Taurus moon?
Oh, yeah. 8. Well, what was yours? 8?
8.
8.
Yours was 8, right? Mine, probably 8.5.
Oh, okay. Centimeters, right. Though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't specify the unit of measurement.
My dick is 8 kilometers.
Yeah, dude,
man.
I'm on the metric system, bro. I'm, you know, forget all this. I'm on the metric system.
I'm on the Chico system. My dick is 1 Chico.
Perfect.
Mine is the dick to which all other dicks are measured.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, love the video, too.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So
we had a blast filming that.
We collaborated with the artist collective in the Lower East Side called Con Artist. They do really dope shit over there, and they let us shoot in their crazy little house.
In their artist space.
In their storefront.
Yeah, we shot the whole thing on the Lower East Side with the VHS.
Then they let us drink and get wasted and just run around.
Yeah, it was a blast.
That's what the video is.
Yeah, a lot of the people you'll see in the video is a lot of people just in the street, and I was just drunk as fuck, just going up to people like, yo, you want to be in the music video? And they'd be like, yeah. I'm like, just say I'm hungover. Like, and then all these girls are like giving the like my pussy sign and shit.
It's funny that you like do something on a podcast and you're just like, oh man, no one's ever
no one can see
no one's ever gonna see what I've done here.
Oh well, it's the make me lick my pussy sign.
It's the V and then the tongue through the V.
Yeah, thanks for
yeah just so you hold your two fingers up, guys.
Yeah,
in front of your mouth
like a peace sign, but the other way,
boom, and then you like lick through. You gotta
you stick your tongue out.
You can feel it
like you're trying to get the pudding off the spoon.
Right. Yeah,
it sounds
and
like
the
this
V
if you,
stands
if you're doing
for
right.
vagina and the tongue stands for eating it. We have a song called Eat It too, so we know a lot about that.
Dude,
we
you and Weird
research.
Al both.
You know what I'm saying?
Ours a little different.
Oh,
same
this
idea.
Must be a Weird Al cover.
Yeah
No, it's not.
Just eat it, my pussy.
I'm thinking about changing the format of my podcast from here on out to the Robin Bird format.
Oh.
So, yes. Hell yeah. Robin Bird.
Is well, if you want, I'll right? just stand yep, up and take my it. Pants off right now.
I'm in the wrong business. I need to be in the Robin Bird.
She was like an earlier, what's his name? Howard.
Yeah, Howard Stern.
He has the porn stars in, and they get someone squirted on there, like, and hit everybody. Yeah, I saw that.
How would
that.
We know?
We have to work out a squirting routine in our show.
We should.
Fair enough.
Supposedly, every woman can squirt. They say. I don't
if
know about
can,
every bit.
If you can dream it,
there,
you can do it.
It's true. Doc Brown says, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
And right. Obi-Wan Kenobi says, fuck you, Sean.
Yeah, man. That's because Obi-Wan Kenobi couldn't even say anything cool to me. He's dead. He dies in the first movie.
They're all
Spoiler
dead.
Spoiler alert, guys.
They're all dead. It was a long, long time ago.
Yeah. I heard that the next Star Wars, well, not the, like on the 9th Star Wars movie, it's just all going to be a dream. and Bob Newhart's going to wake up.
Oh, no.
It's going to be the Bob Newhart effect where he just wakes up and he's like, oh, was it all a dream?
Oh, my God.
I'd kill myself. Snow globe and everything. Yeah.
Mark Hamill just wakes up and he's like, oh, you'll never believe it. I had the craziest dream.
Back in the 70s. I think we all just want to go back to the 70s. That's really what Chico and Lollipop is about. Like,
you guys are taking the swag back.
Even the logo, the font feels kind of 70s, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, everybody was just raw dogging it and didn't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful. That's true.
Dude.
Boogie Nights is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Oh, agreed.
Great. That is a great
so
movie.
Good. I love Boogie Nights.
William H. Macy is his performance is amazing.
Dude, John C. Reilly for me.
Oh, yeah. John C. Reilly can get it. Oh, he's so good.
His shit is so funny.
So funny.
And you got to think, man, this is like pre, you know, like everybody knows John C. Reilly now as being funny because of like Talladega Nights and stuff like that. Dude, he's like low-key, like under the radar.
Brilliant.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude, some of the shit that he says. What I love about Boogie Nights is that it has such a feeling of improv whenever they're talking.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, how much you bench? Actually, I almost did this. I did this to you. He's like, how much you bench? And the guys, and Mark Wahlberg's just like, you say first. He's like, we'll say it at the same time. And then they're like, they didn't say
so
anything.
Stupid.
And then he's just like, yeah, I bench, 200. And he's like, what about you? And John C. Reilly just looks at him. He's like, 220. Oh, do you work out at Gold's? Oh, I'm there every day. I would have seen you. So genius. And he's like, yeah, people tell me I look like Han Solo.
I love that movie. Dude,
it's such a great movie.
It's so awesome.
And Philip Seymour Hoffman's in it. When I watched it last time, I watched that shit like periodically. And I saw the Philip Seymour Hoffman character and I was like, that's Philip Seymour. I didn't remember that was him. You know what I'm saying? With the long hair and he's all emo and like in love with Mark Wahlberg's character, Dirk Diggler.
I'm a fucking idiot. His big line. I'm a fucking idiot. Whatever tries to kiss him in the car. Guys, if you haven't seen Boogie Nights, well
you
it's been out for 20
it.
Years.
This is our top movies. Boogie Nights, Booty Call. The Robin Bird Show Just Cause now on YouTube.
Yeah, dude. I'm going to change my format, bro. She had it figured out.
She
apparently.
Did.
Yeah. She did.
I mean, this would be a whole lot more interesting if people were just fucking in here right now.
It would certainly be a lot more interesting if people are naked. So.
I mean, you gotta show at least 3 buttholes every show. And then,
right. Okay, 3. Like, that's the standard.
Hey, I thought we established that they're hairy donuts, Karen.
I apologize.
We gotta
for
go
using
Jason
I have donuts
style.
On my socks.
I apologize for the coarse language.
They're not hairy donuts, though.
The coarse adult content.
Oh, my gosh.
But yeah.
Oh, my.
So, guys, what do you have coming up here? The video's coming out. What do you guys have coming up once you get back home?
We're working on our EP.
Yeah.
It's almost done.
It's called Promiscuous and Consensual.
Yeah.
It's going to be dope. We got a song called Bang That, parentheses, Pussy Up.
Okay.
People don't use enough parentheses anymore.
Right.
I know.
No, we should. Yeah, you're
and
right.
Our thing has a bunch of interludes and skits and shit on it, like classic hip-hop style. It's fucking great. And then what else we got? Eat It.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring Princess Superstar. You know Princess Superstar?
Princess Superstar, you know her?
I don't know her, but I would love to know her.
Oh, yeah, look her up. She's fucking awesome.
She's amazing.
So she's on that track. And then we've got Hungover, which you all just heard. Swallow.
That's right.
Three
on
Ways.
On Fleek, which nobody says anymore, but that's okay. And that's another parenthesis. Pussy Game, and then On Fleek.
Gotcha. So
Pussy Game is the parentheses first. Before the title.
I think every song...
We're really changing the game up here.
If I may make a suggestion, should have a parenthesis in it.
I think that's a good
Maybe
idea.
Maybe just randomly.
Okay.
Just put the whole title in parentheses.
We're going to start doing songs that are just emojis and acid art.
Yeah.
We're emojis, actually. Yeah. Chico Lollipop is emojis. And so is DJ Karen.
Very true, yeah.
He's a balloon.
Very true, yeah. Balloon emoji.
Yeah. You're Chico and I'm a
yeah, too. Like... conspicuously Latino looking man emoji
with the mustache. That's obviously Chico.
And
I'm a lollipop.
And the sexy swirly rainbow lollipop emoji.
And Kayday is a gorilla.
Yeah. That would be perfect.
Oh yeah, let's talk about last night how Kayday was walking around in a gorilla suit.
Yeah. So Sean asked earlier about the show at Haymarket. I mean the crowd. What did you guys think of the crowd?
Oh my god, amazing.
Crowd was amazing.
I was really into it. There was one guy named Paul, which was dope because
shout out to Paul. Yeah.
Shout out to Paul.
Paul Thompson. Yep. What's up?
Paul is like, major shout out. He showed us so much love. I just remember Paul. Nah, but it was a dope crowd. It was a good yeah, was a good time.
Met a lot of cool people, you know. So yeah, my first time in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And we really
got family here too.
No, yeah, actually, yes, you're right. We are. Yep, got some family here. We hung out. So yeah, so after the show, I know we're talking about the show, but real quick, after the show,
go for it.
Me, so I'm half Puerto Rican, and so we're hanging out at like a couple of the bars and stuff. And my friends are like, my cousins are like, yo, like, you know, like the bar that we hang out at, like, is right down the block. Like, let's go hang out at one of the Puerto Rican bars for a little bit.
Yes.
So I'm like, all right, yeah, let's go check this out. So we go over to the salsa club, and they're playing like some bachata and some like reggaeton and stuff. Yeah. And it was really, really fun. And it was really cool to see like the diversity in Louisville. You know, it's not just black and white here. It's not just one thing here. So
not just humans and gorillas.
Yeah, not just humans and gorillas. So that definitely that definitely subverted our expectations. And so I got to say shout out to Louisville for really like representing and having like multicultural stuff going on here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I feel really bad because all y'all did all this fun shit and I was just getting fucked somewhere.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, poor you. Poor you.
No, but like, you know, it's kind of like I let my team down. I should have hung out with y'all and I was just really horny.
We literally just talked about video games. Cool.
And then
you
we
missed
had
out
sex.
On a lot.
But I feel like I really interacted with the locals on that.
Yes, you really got
it. Yeah, you did. Yeah,
she really gives back to her fans. Let me tell you,
you got a real taste for the culture.
Exactly.
Yeah. You mean the petri dish culture?
Yes. No, I did. That's how I explore cities. You know.
Oh. Word.
I pick a dick and you know.
Just run with it.
Literally. Yeah.
Just grab the ball and run with it.
Through the cornfield.
I did, know. Too.
Chico, that's what we should have done at the gay bar in Nashville. Man.
Yeah, get a little taste of the local flavor. So we do this thing. We have a song, Eat It, about eating pussy. And then in the bridge, Lollipop goes into the audience and puts whipped cream in everybody's mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we do that in New York all the time. And for some reason, Louisville got her a little wildin' last night because it didn't go in their mouth. It went all over everybody's face.
Yeah.
So I'm on stage, like, rapping, and I'm just looking at this, like, a whole crowd of locals just covered in whipped cream.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
I was one of the victims.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yes.
You were just frosting. Like, fuck it. It's like,
I really want it. You know,
a bit overzealous
with it. I wanted everybody so to be funny. Drenched in our whipped cream cum.
But they loved it.
Yeah, and it was great.
It was a good crowd.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I didn't mind it until after the show, and I was like hanging around. I was like, why do I smell like milk?
Yeah.
Like, why do I smell like old milk? Yeah. Right
so now? That's what happens. You come to our show, you leave smelling like something else.
Yeah.
It might be milk. Nice. It might be ball sweat.
That's a good disclaimer. Yeah.
Yeah, be careful. Oh, who is your friend?
Madrina.
Madrina. Mm-hmm. So we have this song called Find Me.
Mm.
And this verse that I do is about this girl that's like, you know, we go out, we fuck, and then she just keeps hitting at my phone. And she's catching feelings. I'm like, yo, whatever. But she was dope because I stood up on the top of the riser thing and I got damn way low and I did the whole verse like right to her face. And she was fucking, you know, good sport and everything. It was fun.
Yeah.
I had a blast. I felt like we were like, I felt like it happened. I was like, you remember, girl. Stop calling me, bitch. And she's just like some stranger.
We're all good sports here. We like to be entertained.
You guys are fun. Yeah, you guys are really fun. We want to come back.
Well, you got to come back. Yes. You got to come. And you know, you can always stay here. Stay here. You know, it's funny.
Casa del Sean.
This is the Smithsonian. Welcome, guys.
Yeah.
We were talking last night, you know, like living in New York and stuff. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I have a room in this house I don't even use.
Oh, I wanted to murder you.
Yeah.
It's like literally just storage.
Wow. You could, in New York, if you could transplant that room to New York, you could get $35,000 a month for that room.
$35,000
a month.
Yeah. Per month.
And just so you know, people, it's about 8 feet by 6 feet.
Yeah. It ain't nothing special.
Yeah.
It's the smallest room in the house.
Oh, we love New York, though. Like, it's so inspiring to, like, be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can, like,
concrete jungle.
Do whatever you
dreams
want.
Are made.
I mean, it's, yeah.
Make okay, you feel right.
Brand. It's a grind, but the diversity and, you know, just the culture and the art is unmatched.
Yeah. Although, let me ask you a question. Are you a pizza guy? New York, are you a pizza or deli sandwich?
Oh, ooh,
I mean, both.
Wow, why do you have to go there, Sean?
I want to know the debate. We always had it going in there. Like, we're going to New York. Are we going to get pizza? Are we going to get deli sandwiches?
Oh, well,
why do you have to pick one? What are you talking about?
Get both.
I just want you to settle your. I just want you to debate this.
Here's a question. Wait, sorry.
Yeah.
Here's a question. What would you? What do you call that sandwich? Like, what do you call it? What do you call it?
I don't know. I just
what do you call like a big sandwich?
Oh, like a. I don't. I'm not going to say hoagie.
Is that what you would say?
No, I would just call it a sub sandwich.
Sub. Okay, sub is New York-ish. I'd say the real New York term is hero.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
call it a hero a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But they,
on
sub,
a hero on a roll.
They say hub, yeah. They say sub a lot.
I got to get everything on a hard roll. I don't get a sub. I get the hard roll.
What's a hard roll?
Bro, it's like the circular one.
Oh, like a Kaiser?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Like a Kaiser. Is this another Nazi?
Have you ever been to Katz's Deli?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But maybe next time.
I'll take you. Yeah, that place has been there for over 100 years. Like the pastrami on rye. Do you see when Harry met Sally?
Yeah.
So I'll have what Katz is doing.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll have what she's having.
It's actually in our hungover video, too.
Yeah, actually,
we're like,
yeah.
You'll see it in the
video. Yeah. Katz's Deli's in that video. Yeah. That place. So, all right. I'm a pizza guy over like regular, just a turkey sandwich. I love sandwiches, though. Jimmy John's. Shout out to Jimmy John's. We don't have that shit in New York. As soon as I go on tour and I see Jimmy John's, like I will buy four of those.
Jimmy John's is quality. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. But Katz's Deli has got the fucking... That pastrami is so good.
I gotta say, yo, Chico has been trying to put me on to all this America food out here, and we went to Steak and Shake, and you were talking it up. We actually had almost like a riot outside Steak and Shake after our Nashville situation because we wanted to eat, and they were closed, and we don't understand how things are closed.
When they specifically stay 24 hours.
Yeah, and I was ready to throw a brick through the window. I was so mad. I started
and then
screaming.
We were like, we're going to go tomorrow. And I was all excited.
Yeah.
And then and I don't like it.
What'd
like,
you get?
Frisco Melt.
I got what he said to get. Frisco Melt.
I got to be honest, though. Like, my Frisco Melt came out. It was cold. My Chili Mac looked like dog food. Dude. So it wasn't a good Steak and Shake.
Well, I got a shake that was good.
The shake was great. Yeah.
Our waitress was amazing, though. Shout out to Tony.
Shout out to Tony.
Our waitress was lit.
Shout out to Tony. She's like, yo, I'm a little bit, y'all. So funny.
She was great. She's awesome.
You know you're in the wrong part of town, like just in a bad neighborhood, I feel like, or a bad part of town, whenever like the 24-hour establishments close.
Yeah.
Like I have family like up in Indy, and like there's a White Castle. Like every White Castle is open 24 hours everywhere.
Except
this one, like that gets robbed about once a month.
So they just close.
So they just close at like 1 o'clock.
Yeah. They're not having it. I get it.
Sorry, Nashville. Sorry, Hermitage. Sorry, Andrew Jackson's legacy. Your town's fucked up.
Damn.
Yeah, two indie, basically that same... No, actually, it was at a Taco Bell in the same neighborhood. Two drivers came in for the Indy 500, mm-hmm. you know, like they're racing these Indy cars. Mm-hmm. Got robbed at a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Wow.
Yeah, in Indianapolis.
So. Well, they were probably wearing their fucking McDonald's jumpsuit.
That's true. They're probably like,
$1 million hanging out of the back pocket. Yeah. Oh, M&M's? This motherfucker's got money.
I was just thinking, like, how do you get robbed in the drive-thru? Why don't you just drive off?
Yeah. Oh, were they driving the Indy car through the drive-thru?
Well, obviously.
Because I would drive that guy.
I don't think they're street legal, okay? I think there's some sort of ordinance against that.
I think Dale Earnhardt Jr. is above the law.
That's true, but he's a NASCAR driver.
Fuck!
Can we just picture how hard it would be to drink a soda while driving an Indy car?
Right.
Oh, God.
Nice.
That's funny.
But yeah, guys. Well, I tell you what, we're winding down. We're in the home stretch, I guess.
Okay. Right.
And I just want to talk more about your booty call, bro.
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk more about it, but I just like blowed my mind that booty call was your movie.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys were my heroes for some reason when I was a kid, you know, like I just wanted to hustle, like not hustle. I just wanted to play. Like I just want like, I remember actually another fantasy I had when I was a kid. This is the weirdest fucking fantasy.
Yes, Karen.
Was I would get like, I was like, all right. I was like, here's how I'm going to have sex. I was like, all right, I'm going to order like some shit from UPS or whatever.
Okay.
And the delivery woman is one, is going to be a woman and not a man.
Sure, of course.
And it's going to be a really sexy woman.
Uh-huh.
And she's going to have, this is a fantasy I had. I had this like UPS woman in her like doo-doo brown like uniform. Come up to my room. She'd be like, package for DJ Karen. Because that was what I called myself too. And, you know, and then we would just like bone right there.
I have one.
And my parents would have no idea. And oh, actually, wait.
That's part of the fantasy. Mom and dad won't know. They won't know.
Actually, I got another good story though. Wait, real quick. So this might be why I'm actually a subdued guy, but why I'm a little fucked up in my head.
You're
like
a freak. Okay.
When I was a kid,
your stories are killer. You're knocking this podcast out of the park. I suggest you get your own podcast as soon as possible.
Thanks, man. Yeah. So all right. So when I was a kid, me and my sister, I have three sisters. We would hear my parents having sex all the time.
My God.
All the time. Like every like clockwork, like every like Saturday and Sunday, like morning, like, you know, we would just want to go get some Cyril downstairs, you know, we're trying we're trying to go downstairs and watch some Dragon Ball Z and shit. And like my parents are like fucking, so we're like sneaking down, we're like Mission Impossible, like sneaking down the stairs, like trying not to make noise. And so, yeah, so I'm climbing down the stairs. No, I like that music. And so we're climbing down the stairs, and like my parents are like, boning. I don't even want to emulate the noise.
It's I need you to emulate the noise now.
No. So one time we're like, me and my sister were like 6 years old or whatever. You know, we're innocent young children, and we're playing house together. And, you know, we're like making dinner and like, you know. And so we're like, okay, now's the time when the mommy and daddy get naked in bed together and make noises. And so, and like, we had no idea what they were actually doing, but like, we just thought this was part of like regular, you know, house, like, family life.
It was business as usual.
Yeah. Well,
wait, hold up. How did you know they were naked?
All right. I don't know. I mean, I probably, like, my dad would probably just be, like, walking in the bathroom naked and stuff. So,
after?
Like,
put two and two together.
I think, I mean, we knew they were naked.
Okay.
Hey, kids, somebody get daddy a towel.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, and a bowl of syrup.
Oh, my God. And so much dad, shout out to the dad dick, too. You guys know about the dad dick.
What's the dad dick?
Oh, well, this is actually a joke from Workaholics. But, like, you know when you're a kid and, like, you see your dad's dick and you're like, what?
A good way, or?
Well, because like when you're a kid, your dick is like,
yeah, so it's enormous.
Yeah, so you're just like, oh my God, like
my dad really is a superhero.
dick man.
So yeah, anyways, yeah, my parents sex on the regular.
Oh, that's so good. I'm happy for them.
They're actually very sweet, caring people. You
of
know,
course
I mean,
they are.
Of course, yeah. They just got laid.
And that's probably listening, so shout out.
Yeah. Mom, dad, hopefully you guys never hear this.
So you realize that out of every Saturday and Sunday morning, you only have three siblings, right? There's only four of you. So you guys are just those four fucked up weekends that he didn't pull out in time.
Oh, well, yeah, for sure. And actually, I have a sister who is much younger. So yeah, every now and then we wonder about that. Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's right. Oops.
Well, it's nice to see that they've maintained such a healthy relationship after
that.
All these years.
I think it's great.
Oh yeah, no. My parents are great.
If I get married, I want to fuck my husband all the time as well. That's what. Why? What else would you be doing? Yep. That's it.
Just fighting. Like my parents.
What else would you be doing? You'd just probably be miserable arguing about bills.
Yeah, just don't trust each other and fight about money forever.
Okay.
Oh, but stay together for the kids. Yeah.
So they're gonna love that. That's dark. You gotta, that's so dark.
Do it for the kids.
Do it for the kids, yo.
Because nothing's better for a child than waking up at 4 a.m. to screaming. Really, really sets you up for a stable life free of anxiety. Or you could fuck all the time. I'd pick that.
I think
you know what? I was going to do the first one, but I think now when I get married, I'm going to do the second one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with door number two. Door number three is murder suicide. I'm going to go with door number two.
And guys, where can everybody find Chico and Lollipop on the interweb?
Oh, they're in a web there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
on
the
net.
Right now, we have our website.
On the net. Chico. On the line.
Can I answer? Wait, did you mean the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Where's your stuff on the line?
On the line?
Yeah. When you put it on
the line at my show every night on stage. No, we have chicoandlollipop.com. Mm. We are on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all that. Right now we have one release out. It's On Fleek parentheses, Pussy Game, parentheses, On Fleek, with the On Fleek remix.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to The Rigger.
Yep. Our buddy Otis The Rigger did The Rigger's Kinky Trap remix of On
Fleek. It is so good.
It's dope.
It's very dark.
It's got a lot of porn samples in
it.
Oh,
a lot of porn samples. He went in. He
actually, I think he sampled DJ Karen's parents.
Oh.
I mean, that was some 70s raw dog shit.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's on there. When the EP comes out, it'll be available anywhere you can stream anything. And then we've got our documentary, Chico and Lollipop, A Day in the Life of Fucking Greatness. That is on YouTube right now. Hungover, the video, is on YouTube right now. And we've got other music videos ready to go. We just haven't released them yet. So subscribe to the YouTube channel and you'll get them there.
Mm.
And then you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Chico Lollipop. And on Facebook, Chico and Lollipop. And ladies, my number is 347.
I'll just give it to him after that. I'll put it in post.
Okay, okay.
555-6969. My number is 502. Hold on. Let me get my phone out. I don't know my own number.
Yeah.
Hey. Like, that's always like, hey, what's your number? Hold on. Let me look at my phone. I don't remember it by heart. You ever have people that do that? Oh, I'll just, and they always are like, oh, I just got a new phone. I'm like, man, you've had the same phone for a decade. Right now.
You just don't even bother. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
And what's your middle name? Oh, shit, let me look at my phone.
Hold on, dude, I got to check my birth certificate.
Yeah.
It's back in the house. Yeah. I got it filed away, so.
How many toes do you have? Oh, let me take my shoes off. I don't remember. I don't know.
Exactly.
What color is your hair? Oh, fuck.
Hey, man, and, too soon, bro.
Oh, also shout out to the homie K-Day. She has a video out called Exclusive.
Yeah, it just came out.
We're actually all making cameos in there.
Yeah, peep us in that video. Yeah. Exclusive.
It's so good.
And guys, if you don't know who K-Day is, go all the way back to episode, I don't know, 4, 5, or 6 of the Sean vs. Wild podcast and listen to that episode with K-Day because if you enjoyed this one, you're going to love that one. Oh. If you loved that one, you're going to love this one, obviously. It's the end of the podcast, so you already know that you've loved it. Whatever.
Well, can I tell a story before we wrap?
Yeah,
this absolutely. Is a story that I've been trying to tell. I'm just like, who's going to get this story? Nobody knows this story.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I'm comfortable here with Sean. I'm going to unload this one.
Let's do it.
When I was like 12 or 13, just jerk offaholic, man, every day.
Boom.
And I was getting into, oh no, I must have been a little older. I think I was like 15 or 16 because I started smoking weed.
And
I had this great idea to make the best jerk off ever. I was a little bit chubby. I had a little bit of the man boobs going on, but I was only 15. I didn't have any chest hair yet. So my genius idea was to lay down on my back with my legs up and then jerk off towards my chin. And then as I'm stoned as fuck, pretend that I'm coming onto someone else's tits, but they're my tits. Yes.
Wow.
So this was a great idea until I came. And then that horniness instantly vanishes. And then I just went like, oh, I'm such a fucking loser. It was like awesome. And then like paranoid, like shame. I was just like, what am I doing? Oh my God. And then I had to clean it all up. And I'm like, oh, I got to lose some weight.
Guys, wow, thanks for sharing.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you so much. Thanks you guys for being here, man, and doing the podcast, and I'm glad we were able to get one in here with you guys. I said, as soon as from like the first song, I was like, these guys have to be on the podcast.
Yes.
Nice.
So, thank you for having us.
I'm glad that it all worked out.
Man, thank
Sean
you so
versus
much.
Wild.
Yep. Yeah. So guys, if you liked what you heard, like, share, and subscribe. Check out Chico and Lollipop. Check out Sean versus Wild. It's on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
What about on YouTube. The internet?
All of it is encapsulated in the net. And it's been put on the line. So everything that we've done here today will be put on the line and inside the net for everyone to see on the web.
The dial-up one?
Yeah, 4.0, AOL 4.0.
Oh.
Well, I'm thinking about upgrading to Netscape.
AOL, keyword Sean.
Yep, keyword. Guys, use your AOL keyword Sean and find. Dude, you just blew my mind because I haven't thought about AOL keywords.
AOL keyword Nick. That's why I got America Online. I was so excited to get America Online to go to keyword Nick. And they had all the pictures and all the cartoons. And then I got AOL 3.0 and I did Nick and it was all black and white text. And I started crying. I was like, this is not what I wanted, Dad.
Come on, Dad. Spring for the better internet.
Hey, well, keyword Nick.
They used to send you the floppy disk in the mail.
I know.
Ooh.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And they're like, hey, dude, you remember what, like, isn't it crazy that things used to come on a floppy disk? Whatever. We're going off on a tangent. We'll save that for part two. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I've had a blast. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Yay.
This is more clapping. No one ever claps. Well, one of us has the clap. Let's guess for episode 2.
All right, guys. That's been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.